Good morning, everybody. I would first of all like to thank the organizers for inviting me to participate in this fantastic event, and I am really honored to be here. And I would like to look at it from my own narrow angle of an academy of sciences in a small country, and what can we do in order to affect policy implications and to act as a driving force. And for this, I would first of all like to mention some background, that there are tremendous challenges and opportunities today in regard both to sciences. Really, they are enormous. Because science is considered by the public as a public enterprise, and because of the opportunities are tremendous, the information, the sources of information are really mind-boggling, and there is an increase and even a demand of the public that science become more relevant. And the point is, how can we really help in making that and really harnessing science for the needs of the both the individual countries and societies in general. And I think that in this respect, academies of sciences can play a role. Most national academies of sciences are learned societies, and they are composed of eminent scientists, so can the scientists contribute to that? So what are they doing in this respect? First of all, they aim to expand the frontiers of knowledge by really harnessing science for the benefit of countries and humanities. I think that this is at least the expressed role of most of academies of sciences. Now, how could they do that? One of the things that they should do is to promote and support scientific research and excellence. Once we have a body of scientific research in each individual country, I think that this will help the increase of the amount of knowledge in the world and by this help society. Because we know that in the past, the rich countries were countries with rich natural resources. I think that today, the trend is changing. And rich countries are countries with lot of knowledge and know-how. It's the knowledge society today. And therefore, by increasing the amount of knowledge and know-how, we can enrich countries and enrich the world. Another role is to influence policy making. And I think that this is very important by providing scientific evidence and scientific advice. Not always the governments and the politicians want to listen to the advice of the scientists, but at least I think that the role of academies is to try and do that. And finally, to invigorate the education, and particularly science education, because it is a society that is based on knowledge, education, both general education and science education, is very important in building societies. So now I would like to look at it again from my own narrow angle and see whether the Israel Academy of Sciences and Humanities has contributed to the general role that I foresee. As you all probably know, Israel is a relatively young country, established only in 1948, and the Israel Academy of Sciences and Humanities is also a very relatively young academy, established in 1959. According to the law, its major roles are to promote scientific activities and mainly basic research, to advise the government in all issues that are related to science, and to establish relationship with academies abroad and with other bodies abroad in order to increase our international collaboration. In addition to that, the Israel Academy, together with the universities, do a very strong effort in order to increase government share in the support of R&D, and I will relate to it first. But before that, I would like to mention that one of the unique aspects of the Israel Academy is that it's not only for sciences, but also for humanities. We have two divisions, divisions of sciences and division of humanities, and I think that more and more the collaboration and the coordination between physical sciences and humanities and social sciences is more important for the well-being of the country and probably also for the well-being of the world. Now, R&D in Israel is very highly regarded, and therefore there is a strong support for it. It was mentioned already yesterday that the proportion of the R&D in Israel is 4.5% of the GDP, which is the highest of all OECD countries. However, most of this funding originates from industry, and part of it goes also to support research in industry. But the share of the government funding in this total support is only 16%, while in other countries belong to the OECD, the average is, or it reaches 29%, and the average is over 25%. So one of the efforts of the Academy of Sciences and also the whole academic body in Israel is to enhance the government support and to increase its share in support of R&D. The support of R&D leads to a lot of entrepreneurship in Israel and to the establishment of many startup companies, and this also contributes to the economy of the country. But I will relate in the continuation of my talk mostly to the role of the academy in promoting basic research. Until the early 1980s, basic research, because Israel was a young country and also a very poor country and with a lot of demands concerning security and so on, the support of basic research was actually the task of the universities themselves. They raised the funds for it and they supported the research carried out within their own walls. But in the early 80s, it was realized that we had that there was a crisis because the universities could not support enough the research that was done there, and there was it was realized that there is need for a central source for support of basic research, and in this respect, the academy played a very important role. The academy. The Israel Academy of Sciences, mainly its president at the time, made a huge effort to raise funds, not only in Israel, but also abroad, mainly in the United States, and they have established a basic research fund that was called BRF, that was owned and operated by the Israel Academy and distributed research grants for scientists in Israel. And these were relatively small grants, but it provided the basis. And gradually, this fund was increased, and by the time that it was increased by tenfold, it was converted to an independent body, the Israel Science Foundation, that is now the main source of funding of research in Israel. The Academy is still involved in it. I, in my role as president of the Israel Academy, I am the chairman of the Council of the Israel Science Foundation. But the foundation has its director, scientific director, and it acts independently. As I said, this is the major fund for all basic research in Israel. It supports different disciplines, exact or physical sciences and technology, life sciences and medicine. This is just basic research, biomedicine. Also, humanities and social sciences, because I think that this is an important aspect that should be supported. And very recently, just last year, we have established another division for biomedical research, which is translational research. Translational both in the respect that the work for clinical research in hospital, basic research that is being done in hospitals, and in addition, translational research towards drug development based on research that is done in, by researchers in universities. Most of the funding of the budget of the ISF today is provided by the government. Another aspect that the Israel Academy is very much involved in is supporting infrastructure. Infrastructure in the sense that not one university could put it up, so there has to be a pooling of support, of grants and of funding from various bodies. And the Israel Academy has produced a body that is called Telem. Telem, the acronym in Hebrew, is actually a support for infrastructure, for basic research. And this body is now serving as the main resource pooling and support of large projects in Israel. Since its establishment in 1967, it has supported national projects in the totaling $500 million or even more than that. And just a few examples, an ongoing relationship with the ESRF, the participation of Israel in the synchrotron in Grenoble. This is provided by this Telem body, the support of the accelerator in Israel, countrywide internet too, which again couldn't be supported by individual states, universities, and a major countrywide effort in nanotechnology, which is considered to be now the direction in the future. Additional role of the academy is to advise the government. And as I already said in the beginning, the Academy would like very much to advise, and we do provide advice in several. Not always our advices are taken literally, but we don't give up, and we continue to do that. And recently we have established in the Academy a unit, again we have 2 minutes. A unit that is called Yahalom, again, this is an acronym for advice and evaluation, and it is similar to the NRC in the United States, the body that is adjacent to the National Academy of Sciences. And finally, I just want to mention the major aspect, it's education, all level of education, and particularly science education, ecology, biodiversity. This is a very important issue that sometimes is neglected, and recently renewable energies. We put a lot of effort in increasing our international relationship. The Academy represents Israel in all scientific unions such as ICSU, ESF, ALEA, ASA, which is the Asian Academy of Sciences, IAP and IAC, and also acts together with UNESCO to a similar, to some level. We have established centers in Cairo and in Egypt, and also in China. This was more than 10 years ago, before China opened in general. So this is my last slide. In conclusion, I think that the establishment of National Science Foundation that support basic research in Israel is one way in which the Academy responds to the challenges of sciences today. We promote science education, cooperation with other countries, increase the support for research and development, and not only for basic research, and by this contribute to innovation and economic growth of the country. And of course, international collaboration, this is what we are all about here. Thank you very much.